Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? Welcome back to another episode of the dopest Fatherhood podcast out, the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. We are up to episode 55, and I can't thank you enough. Your comments, ratings, and shares have taken this podcast to places I always knew it could go. Because of you, people are listening. But more importantly, I get to connect with so many dope dads that sometimes just need another dad in their circle. I get asked about events, playtime, entrepreneurship, and even have a bi-weekly phone call with many of you to discuss all things fatherhood. My team and I call them Talk to a Dad sessions. And at first, I thought no one would want to participate. I thought it was corny. I started it to help random dads in need via a phone call, and it morphed into much more. We turned ourselves into a support group. If you want to know more about it, DM me at fatherhoodislit or send me an email at james@coolfordads.com to join. It's free, and it couldn't have been done without your help. Many have asked how can they donate or even help our mission. If you want to help, the best thing you could do is share our message. Tell another dad that their presence doesn't have to be boring, and send them to our podcast, IG, or even site, coolfordads.com, so they can get hooked up. Sharing is caring, and the more dads we have in our community, the better it is for everyone else. Here's an example. A dad I speak with kept telling me that he needed a break from life, and I spent the whole 30 minutes talking to him via cell phone about why he should take a break. I want to talk about that for a bit for the podcast today. And it's all because I had this conversation with another father. A few weeks ago, I was supposed to go on vacation with the family. Due to COVID, we were confined to New York as we booked a hotel in Syracuse so my family could see our extended family. These are family members that we only get to see every couple years when we drive up there or they drive down here. They say everyday living brings on something new, and we caught it big time that week right before leaving. Our longtime family friend had passed, so our trip would be delayed a few days as we figured out how we could pay our respect. For those that want to know, we didn't get to see our friend's face one last time. Due to COVID, that was a no-no. All we got to do was watch them bury her as we consoled each other. That led to talks about death, which are never easy. I'll do a podcast about that later on this season. We buried our friend in the morning and took a 4-hour drive right after. When we got up to Syracuse, we found out a cousin of ours had passed the week before. We didn't spend much time together, but family is family. I took some time to explain that to my son, which once again, wasn't easy for me, but he was pretty oblivious to all the things happening anyway. 2 days into our vacation, I pulled a back muscle. So severe that I spent 6 hours in an emergency room with my wife by my side. What a way to start a vacation, right? I vowed not to let any of that stuff stop me. But deep inside, something was telling me that it was time for a break. A real break. Not a vacation, but a break from the world. I did what I could for our vacation and had a blast. Kids will give you all the strength you need along with a couple of muscle relaxers. Our vacation was about to come to an end, when out of nowhere, wifey asked if we could stop at a campsite for a few days before we drove home. All I kept thinking was, fuck, I just lost 2 people in my life, got injured, did my things for the kids through all the pain, and y'all still want more. What the fuck? I'm a sucker for being present. This time I wasn't having it. I advised them that I would drop them off, head home, and pick them up a few days later or have a friend bring them down. I needed a couple of days for myself, and my wifey agreed. The kids could care less of my re-energizing needs, but they also didn't care if I came. They had their godmother who spoils them like hell. They didn't need dad. The crazy part about it was dad didn't need them either. Yep, how many times have you said I'm going to take a break and then kill that break for family, especially your kids? Sometimes we even feel bad saying we need a break. Not I. As soon as I dropped them off, I put Spotify on. By the way, you can hear us on Spotify as well. Just search Fatherhood is Lit on their search bar. I had my curse-filled music on blast. I mean, on crazy blast. Lots of Wu-Tang, lots of Pop Smoke, all that good stuff. As I embarked on a 2.5-hour trip back home by myself. Man, that shit felt good. That night, a dad needed to chat. He was having an emergency. As we wrapped up, he said, "James, you're home alone. I wish I could do that." He said he gets bored alone and feels bad taking time away from the family. Well, fellas, I'm here to tell you that you should never feel bad about it. Some dads, they don't need a break. While some of us, like me, we need it. Even if it's an hour or if it's a few days, it matters and it can help. It's okay to re-energize and then reflect on life as a whole. We dads are always focused on our kids, and with the weight of the world on our shoulders, it is hard to take time for ourselves. We need the time. I needed the time for myself. I was on the edge of feeling burnt out from life, entrepreneurship, and this damn COVID crap. I took that time and did nothing. I mean absolutely nothing but binge watch The Chi. If I pulled out my phone, it was to check in on my kids or anything else that I wanted to do. Not that I had to do. Let me repeat that. If I pulled out my phone, it was to check in on my kids or anything else that I wanted to do. Not that I had to do. There was no checklist. I mean, that's what vacation is all about, right? Doing things that you want to do, not because you have to do them. Well, I took that. I took those days off, and that's how it worked. Posting on IG took a hit. Checking Kumon work for my middle child stopped. I mean, everything I had to do stopped. It wasn't important, even though it felt like it. I took 3 days for myself, and man, did it feel good, especially by day number 2. I had a new sense of energy. I wanted to walk around the neighborhood with music on, without worrying that my kids would run across the street and possibly get hit by a car. I woke up every morning whenever I felt like it. Not because my son couldn't find the right remote for cartoons at 7 a.m. or because I had a meeting with a big brand at 9 a.m. Eastern. I did things because I wanted to, not because I had to. But I would be lying if I said I didn't miss or think of my kids. Taking the time for myself made me realize how much is still left to show them. A while back, I posted a meme that stated that dads make the difference. Even though mothers are awesome and can basically do anything they want, I still feel that having a dad in the mix can really benefit kids. Fuck the numbers that show it. We know how much we matter. By the third day, the day they were supposed to come home, I missed these little fuckers like I never missed them before. I was used to taking 3 to 4 day work trips and telling them I missed them, but this time it felt different. After those 3 days, even though it was awesome to take a break, I needed my kids in my life. I was fully energized. I'm always ready to make my presence felt. But now I had the energy to do so. Maybe even do it better. As I sat home without them, random things would trigger random thoughts. For example, I was watching The Chi. And on this particular episode, the kids were taking a trip to a museum with another school that they deemed uncool. It was something like a charter school or a private school in a different neighborhood. The kids were different and lived a better lifestyle, which made the main characters look at them differently. They wanted nothing to do with them on this new experience. A teacher told the kids not to worry, that they needed to be exposed to new things. Exposed to new things. That one line made me think about my kids and how much I still have to expose them to. I say I because we all know the world will expose our kids to things we might not be ready to expose. That little break I had, and The Chi, reinforced what I believe our presence is all about. It's not just being there to pick them up, or providing for them, or cutting a check for child support. Part of our jobs as fathers is exposing them to new things. With that exposure comes lessons, and with lessons comes growth. I want all in on that, and even though I knew that before taking a break, it came back stronger after I cleared my mind up. That break made me miss them. It made me miss our activities together, and it gave me time to think about how I could do it even better once they came back. That break was also everything I needed that I didn't know I needed at a time when I usually ran away from things like this. I used to run away from breaks. This break, though, it gave me renewed energy. It made me appreciate my life even more, but most of all, it reminded me that sometimes we go so hard for others, like our family, rightfully so, but forget about ourselves. Fellas, I'm here to tell you that it's okay to not only need a break, but to take it. when you make your presence felt at all times possible, like we do, it's okay to say, yo, I need some time for myself. Just like on an airplane, where they tell you to put the breathing mask on yourself first, then help others. You got to take care of yourself in the real world before you can vote your everything to your kids effectively. Don't ever be ashamed to take time for yourself. Re-energize and then come back like a boss. Kids need fathers they can brag about. Take the time to get your mind right and then make your presence felt like a real one. Salutes, fellas, and I hope y'all enjoy the rest of your summer. We matter, so does our rest. Fatherhood is lit.